broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Just in the past month, six students at Ramapo College.
It certainly appears to be a missile.
Because the lawyer said it was legal. It said it did not fall within the...
I don't want to be the one to have to explain to your parents.
I was a sucker.
You're fired.
Famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through a looking glass of sorts through the membrane of reality. How do you like that? And go places other talk shows can't go, couldn't go, wouldn't know how to go there. Anyway, Professor Don Mixa will be joining us this hour to discuss a cheating scandal, not only in his class, but this kind of thing going on across the country. Plus, still to come, Amazon.com finds itself embroiled in a controversy over a pedophile guidebook, if you can believe this, that's currently selling up a storm. And I have no doubt, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I have no doubt it's selling because there's so much perverse curiosity. But nonetheless... Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com right now. As a matter of fact, you can take a look at a live streaming video of our show, live streaming audio. You can listen to the show online. You can get downloads of the show the next day. You can get downloads of our Classic Phil podcast. You can listen to thousands and thousands of hours of our archives. We're making all of those hours downloadable eventually. And what else? What other groovy things? You name it, man. So it's all ahead, and I made a little announcement in the pre-show. If you don't have a subscription to our website, then you didn't hear the announcement I made during our pre-show. You did not hear, and it's a very, very teeny-weeny, itsy-bitsy little thing of an announcement, because the bigger one is coming, but it was a piece of good news that I did share with our Backstage Pass members. So, you know, 877-876-PHIL on the line with me from... on the line with me from Seattle, Washington, is Don Mixa. He's a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. In his classroom, they have had, of sorts, a cheating scandal. At the University of Central Florida, they have also had a kind of a cheating scandal. As a matter of fact, Don, and welcome to our program, Don. Good to have you.
Hey, Phil.
University of Central Florida cheating scandal prompts professor to issue ultimatum. Hundreds of students caught in a cheating scandal at the University of Central Florida have been given a choice: come clean or face the consequences. Regardless of their decisions, all the students must retake their midterm this coming week. Professor Richard Quinn addressed his students in a videotaped lecture, explaining that the test scores were a grade and a half higher than they had ever run before. And I guess basically saying to the students, you ain't kidding anybody, least of all me. So let's listen here. I guess there's a little bit of the lecture. Here's Professor Richard Quinn lecturing his students after he found out that so many of them had cheated on this exam.
The days of being able to find a new way to cheat the system are over. They're over. To say I'm disappointed is beyond comprehension. Physically ill, absolutely disgusted. Completely disillusioned, trying to figure out what was the last 20 years for.
Professor Quinn says he negotiated a deal with the school's dean on how to remedy the scandal.
I don't want to be the one to have to explain to your parents why you aren't going to graduate. If you participated in this, you have a choice. You can sit back in silence and hope your name doesn't get caught in the net, which is very quickly closing around the participants, or... you can individually, quietly, one by one, anonymously if you wish, to the rest of your classmates, identify yourself to your lab instructor. If you do that, get to complete the rest of the course. The grade you get in the course is the grade you earn in the course. And providing you complete a four-hour ethics course being offered by the folks over in academic affairs,
wow,
any permanent record of this will be wiped from your transcripts. There'll be no... further action taken.
Wow. And so finally, here is Constantine Ravin, a UCF student, University of Central Florida student, telling ABC News, this whole thing's a witch hunt.
This is college. Everyone cheats. Everyone cheats in life in general. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in this testing lab who hasn't cheated on an exam. They're making a witch hunt out of absolutely nothing, as if it were to teach us some kind of moral lesson.
Boy, I don't know where that guy came from, man. I hope he goes back. Anyway, on the line with us here is Don Mixa. Why does that last guy there bother me?
Well, I don't blame you, Phil. That last comment there from that young man shows a decided lack of knowledge of how life works. Because I can tell you that you may cheat, and he may think everybody cheats, but in life, if you come up against that one guy that didn't cheat, that one individual who actually knows the material, knows the topic at hand, knows the profession inside and out more than you do because you cheated, you're going to lose. And we did deal with the very same thing in our classroom, Phil. It was very unfortunate.
And how many students were caught in your class?
We had, in my class, which is an engineering course, and then we also do architectural drafting, two courses really rolled into one. We had some 15 students.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And I'd like to believe that these students, in fact, I do believe that these students are attempting to do their best, and they got some bad luck. The young man that had brought it to my attention, a kid by the name of Terry Caldwell, was, I think, a little bit arrogant about it, and that is not serving him well. I did say to him, in as, I guess, in as happy a way as I could, as well, thank you, but it wasn't really his place. And,
Wait. So these students were turned in by a fellow student?
Yeah, initially they were turned in by this Caldwell, and when he did, he gave me a little bit of a lecture, which I thought was presumptuous of this young man. I mean, I am the teacher of the class, and I understand that cheating is bad. I don't really need a young person to tell me what to do or how to do it, and that's what he was doing. And so it was hard for me to... I couldn't develop the kind of indignation that this other professor had developed, this Professor Quinn there at University of Central Florida. I couldn't get that kind of indignation going because Professor Quinn was lucky in that he was able to tell whoever it was that found this out, look, let me take the lead, and that is what's happening. He's taking the lead on this.
And well, how do you know he doesn't deserve the lead? You know,
I don't know how to tell you this, Phil, but maybe he did. Maybe he deserves the lead. But I was not given the option that he gets. So if he doesn't deserve the lead, someone gave him the option to take the lead. Someone said, I found out students were cheating in your class, but I'll let you be the hero, you know. And so in enabling him to be the hero, he gets to stand there while I had this guy come into my office and tell me, oh, excuse me, Professor Mixa, there are students that are cheating, and I want you to know that, and I want you to do something about it. And I said, I want to do something about it, but now I'm angry. And I'm angry because some, you know, what else do you want to call it, some punk kid comes into my office and starts telling me how to do my business. So that's what bothered me more than anything else, Phil.
But the point is to catch the cheaters. I don't understand what you mean by this punk kid, so on and so forth, coming into your office.
Well, first of all, they were cheating, and they shouldn't cheat. I should be the one that's going to find out about them cheating, and I should be the one that reports reports this, not a tattletale. And in order for this tattletale to come into my classroom and tell me these things, I had to suspend this kid.
And why?
I suspended him because he was coming in and spilling his guts and not allowing me to say, all right, I'll take it from here.
And all right, I want to be clear about something. We're talking to Don Mixa, our number 877-876-PHIL.
I'm not against Phil. I don't want it to appear like I believe in cheating.
All right, well, you don't believe in cheating, but you had some students cheating in your class. A student came forward and told you, and you feel shown up by that?
I don't feel shown up by that. I feel as if I should have taken the lead. He should have let me. He should have said, Professor Mixa, here are some students that are cheating. Now, you go ahead and take it from here. I know a lot of these young people. I know a lot of these people because I have coffee with them at the Starbucks over here in the square. I hold forth at a lot of our Starbucks meetings. I go from table to table and I talk. But these are my people. These are my people. And for some kid that is taking this class for the first time to walk in and say to me, here is a bunch of these students that are cheating, and I don't get the opportunity to at least give them a chance to...
get away with it?
Well, I don't want to say get away with it, no, but at least give them the chance to, yeah, to cover it up. I had to suspend this young man, and he's not going to graduate.
All right, I want to ask a question here. Why would you suspend somebody for pointing out to you that students are cheating in your class? Why would you suspend that man and not commend that man? Now, I heard what you said about they're your people, and...
They are students that have been with me for a long time. They're good students. They're good people. We do share a great deal politically. We have similar points of view. We have a similar political outlook. We have a similar worldview. We have coffee together. We oftentimes dine together. And I don't know this tattletale and this rat. And I say rat, and I shouldn't say rat, because I believe in students, no matter who they are. Even if they are, okay, I'll use the word, even if they are a cheese-eating, just a two-bit rat that can't keep its mouth shut. Because I can tell you, Phil, this happened to me when I was a student. And when I was attempting to get my doctorate in, someone had said, hey, Don Mixa, this, that, and ratted me out, and I had to take the course again. I will tell you that these students share my political views, but this kid that ratted them out, I saw him putting up George Bush flyers. Okay? You see where I'm going with this, Phil?
I understand that. So the kid doesn't have your politics. He ratted out some students that you like, said that they were cheating, didn't give you the chance to take the lead on saying, I have students that are cheating, and didn't give you the chance to cover up their cheating. And so the person that's getting punished is the student that told you they were cheating. And what are you doing about the students that were cheating?
What I am doing about the students that were cheating is I am going to sit down and have a very firm conversation with each one of them. And I can assure you, that I will have that conversation with them. And I can also assure you that when we get done having that conversation, they will know, okay, that I am very unhappy with them. But for this kid to come into my office and say, these students are cheating, what are you going to do about it? And I look at him and I say, who are you? And he turns around and rats them out to the administration. People that I've known for years, people that I've had coffee with, I had no choice but to flunk this guy, suspend him from the class.
Well, you know what? You're going to get a challenge from him.
How?
You're giving him an incomplete?
His test was terrible. He said other people were cheating. Maybe he should have, because his test was in the toilet.
It really was?
Absolutely. And I showed it to him, and he looked back at me, and he looked at his test, and he had that perspiration on his face, that thin film of sweat that some of these students get when they realize that for all of their high and mighty and heavy-handedness, they're all alone on this one. They're twisting in the wind on this one. And I said, how do you feel now, huh? You feel good? You feel good about ratting out 15 good quality people while you're out putting your Bush posters up? And he's like this, Phil. You would have loved it. He's like this. I mean, I said, would you go outside when you do that? So I found him to be a disgrace. And
all right, I want to ask you a question on how do you morally justify failing this student because he said there are students cheating? How do you morally justify failing that student for bringing up to you the fact there were other students cheating?
I morally justify it because it's my job to find out about these kids that are cheating, not his job. I morally justify it because these are students that I have a great deal of admiration for. And this guy, I wouldn't know him from an alcoholic that I step over in the street. I morally justify it because these students have been friends of mine since they came to the University of Washington. And this guy, to be perfectly honest with you, if I saw him walking within 100 feet of my wife and daughter, I'd drop him with a gunshot because I would assume he's going to walk up to them and feel them up. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry to put it that way.
All right, Don Mixon with us on a cheating scandal, not only at the University of Central Florida, but at the University of Washington. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Just exactly how important is it to report cheaters? How important is it? And how important is it to cover up cheaters? And what exactly is Don Mixon getting out of this? Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. As we talk here with Don Mixon from the University of Washington, we're talking about students cheating. You had a cheating scandal, just the same way they did at University of Central Florida, involving 15 students. You had a student come to you and say that there are students cheating, and you've punished that student.
Phil, hold on for a minute. You know, I was listening to you during this break as you were going on and on. Railing and ranting and getting and losing your breath talking to your staff. And
no, whoa, hold on. Whatever I was doing with my staff is what I was doing with my staff. I'm asking you, how do you justify flunking a student that was doing the right thing, telling you that students were cheating?
Cheating happens in life. You heard what that young man said. Cheating happens. Everyone cheats. And
that kid that I heard on that audio clip is as stupid as he's probably going to sound in 20 years when he's getting his ass canned from his fifth or sixth job. Cheating happens in life, so we ought to just go ahead and cheat on exam. Why even take exams?
To find out how much a student knows, that's why.
And well, how are you going to find out how much a student knows if he's cheating?
I know if he is cheating. I know he's cheating. And I know that he's cheating, but I also know that there are some students that are cheating more than others. The ones that cheat the less are the ones that know the most. That's how I know, and you get excited because I'm bringing up a larger point. I'm bringing up a point of trust. I'm bringing up a point of loyalty, and these students that I've had coffee with over the years down at the Starbucks, which is down here.
I understand about your coffee with your students. I know that, Don.
Well, if you understand about the coffee with my students and the fact that these are young people that I have known and admired for 4 years, and these are my people, this is my tribe. Nobody walks into the middle of my tribe and starts talking to me about how things are going to go, how we're going to run things from here on out. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm telling you, Mixa, that these ones are cheating, and you better hop to it, boy. Boy, I tell you, I haven't been a professor for 30-some years to have some punk.
Well, you can call him a punk all you want, but he did the right thing. And said that there were students cheating, and you have failed this student. He has to take the class again. He will not graduate this year. Is that correct?
I don't know. It's not my problem.
Well, yeah, it is your problem. If you flunk a guy and he's not going to graduate, you're not aware of that.
Let me explain something to you, Mr. Andrew. It's not my job to figure out what year everybody is going to be. He'll take the class again, and he'll take the test again. And I'll tell you something else. If I find out that he's cheating, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, you sound very vindictive. And
no, it's not being vindictive. It's being loyal.
You sound vindictive and you sound vengeful. 877-876-PHIL. Viola in Nashville, Tennessee. Go ahead, Viola. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I sat there and listened to him talk. His first problem was making friends and having coffee with these students. I went to college for a short time. You don't do that with your instructors. And if he's going to pass all these students that cheated, and he failed the one because he was, as some people use the term, snitch, he's got a lawsuit just waiting to happen. And then, on top of making that threat, you made that threat. Wait a minute. You made that threat about killing him. You made that threat. If he come within so many feet of your family, you would shoot him dead. Well, that's another thing he can use against you, because that is a threat on the radio. I would love to get in touch with this guy and tell him exactly what you said.
So you come from the same kind of species that he comes from, the rat. Is that it? You call them your tribe.
Are you a cult leader? Is that
No.
Excuse me.
I didn't say that guy's not in my tribe. My tribe are my students and the ones that I have coffee with at Starbucks.
All right,
the ones I go table to table
too.
With.
He's your student, and he's not a punk.
I think he's more your student because you're teaching the finer points of being a rat. And
let's not start calling people rat, okay?
I don't want to call anybody a rat.
All right, hold it, Viola, hold the line. We'll be right back with you. I got to take a break, okay? 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington on, talking to Don Mixa about a whole lot of things, man, and this cheating scandal at the University of Central Florida and the cheating scandal at UCF.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here online, too, at philhendryshow.com as we present live streaming video and audio of our show every night. And with me is Don Mixa from the University of Washington. I'm going to return to Viola, who is a caller of ours in Nashville. But I simply want to say, Don, that when you fire, when you flunked that young man who turned in those cheaters, your reason for this was that you will not be shown up by some punk who's putting George Bush flyers up.
That is correct, yes. And I stand by that. And I'll tell you why, Phil.
That seems very frivolous.
I will tell you why, because I've known these students. We are not, I'm not just their professor, I am their tribal leader. And
see, I don't know what you mean by tribal leader.
Maybe you don't know the modern lexicon, but that just simply means that we are friends, and he broke in to our tribal council, if you will, and started to say how we were going to attack the cavalry and what warriors would go and who would stay back and manhandle the squaws. Well, that's not going to happen. Not on my watch.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me get Viola back up on the line. And Viola, go ahead. You're back on the air here on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Okay, thank you. This man has literally got a screw loose. Teachers are taught to listen to their students. A student comes in and tells you that you've got classmates cheating. Well, he should listen. He's not above any other teacher in the system. You should listen to your students. And like I said before, he should not have been failed. He came to you, was being honest with you, and you probably took him down two or three steps, and he's not a punk. These other people that you, the students that you're, is your tribe, as you call it, in other words, you didn't care that they were cheating. You was going to pass them anyway, it sounds like to me.
No, ma'am. I was going to look at each one of them in the eye and say, if you cheated, you have violated our tribal council, is all I'm saying. Now,
and how many people could look at you and say, I didn't cheat, and you would believe them because they're your tribal? All right, that's wrong.
I didn't say they're my tribal. I said that they're part of my tribe. But let me ask you this, ma'am.
But you also said it's the tribal council.
The student that you say that as if you're mocking it. Are you laughing at the fact that I have such a good relationship with my students, that I go table to table at Starbucks, that I answer their questions, that I, yes, at times, and I'm not saying always, but at times, I have comforted them
You're telling me just because this guy was seen putting up Bush pictures or whatever,
putting up Bush.
Should not accept him as one of your tribals. You couldn't accept him and have the same courtesy for him like you did the rest of them. That's wrong. You treat your class the same.
I will tell you this. He is a Tea Partier. But you also made a comment that is true. He's out and he is putting up pictures of Bush.
Freedom of speech,
you don't,
sir. Freedom
really?
Of speech.
Pictures of... Do you know what I mean by Bush?
You're a teacher. You know that.
Do you know,
teacher,
do you know what
you
I mean?
You've been through all that.
It
you
is freedom of speech,
freedom
isn't it?
No, it's
you
not,
know
freedom. It's not freedom of speech if he's putting up pictures of women with their legs spread.
Well, what?
That ain't what you told us.
That's exactly what I said, and this woman here thinks it's okay to have pictures of underage girls with their legs spread. Thank you.
I did not
No, that's
say
not
that.
What, no, 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 no,
I,
that's not what you said.
That.
You never said that. You said it was Tea Party, and
I said, this creep, yes, he was putting up flyers about George Bush's book and girls with their legs spread.
No,
you didn't say that, man.
Did I not say Bush? Didn't I say that?
You said yes, President Bush. President Bush.
Yeah, and you, and ma'am, you
that
know so much about school, and
me.
You know, you, well, all of a sudden you don't know things. A minute ago, you were telling me all about the things you know, and now you don't know that when I say the guy's hanging up pictures of Bush,
now,
you don't think I mean early morning dew.
I listened to what you said, and now
oh,
you've offended me.
God.
You have offended me. You are the sorriest excuse for an instructor
all right, now
I
let's,
have ever
this
seen.
This woman is lying. I said that the Tea Party movement put this kid in my class so I'd rat out. And Viola,
no,
I'm
you've
sure you're
got a problem.
Woman.
You've got a
no,
problem.
I don't
you
have
got, you're one
no, ma'am.
No, you're one-sided.
No.
They ain't nobody put him in your class. He took that class.
The Tea Party movement put him in.
You can't pick your instructors. I went to college. You
okay.
cannot pick your instructors. He chose that class.
You, ma'am, if you went to college and you don't know what I mean when I say the guy's hanging pictures of Bush from here to Christmas, baby, do I feel sorry.
Excuse me? I took a test before I even went to college to get into a nursing program, and I had
yeah.
the score of a four-year college graduate. Don't tell me I'm stupid. You sound like the stupid idiot, and I'm sorry
excuse
about
me.
That
Did
on
he
national
just,
radio.
I, ma'am, I cannot believe you said what you just said. You said that you took the class, you took a test, and you had the score of a four-year-old. And she said
no,
that right.
I
no,
said
she said of
a
four-year
graduate.
College.
No, she. No, you did not. You said of a four-year-old.
What did I
no,
say?
No, she didn't, man. Are you hearing? Are you listening?
All I can
no,
tell you,
not.
Phil, is if this lady Viola has been to college... I'm listening to you, ma'am, and I'm listening to you lie. I'm listening to your double standard. I'm listening to your hypocrisy. I'm listening to your four-year-old.
No,
as a four-year-old, you go and take a...
No, you listen to me, and I'll say it again, but you're not listening. I said before I went to college, I took a test to get into licensed practical nursing program. I scored the highest score of a four-year college graduate. I did not say nothing about a four-year-old.
All right,
I said four-year college
can I
graduate.
Point something out? Let me point
you
this out.
You need to take the earplugs
you said
out
you
your
took
ears.
The test. No, ma'am, you took the test before you ever went to college and said you got the highest score of a four-year college graduate. Now, that's a lie. And
why is that a lie?
She said she hadn't been
wait
to college, and then she said she had a four-year degree. You see, this is what the Tea Party does.
Degree.
Will you knock it out with a Tea Party?
Yes, you did. You said you had a four-year degree, and then you said, but you got the four-year degree before you'd ever been to a...
No, that is not what I said. I told you I went to college. I didn't say I finished college.
You said
and then I said I took the test before I went to college to get into the licensed practical nursing program, and I
had a four-year because you went to 4 years of
college graduate on that test.
Degree, right. Yeah, you had a four-year degree.
No, she had the test score of someone who would have had...
Score. You need to take your earplugs out. You're not listening to
you
us.
You know what I need to do? No. You know what I need to do? You know what I need before I talk to a woman like you? You know what I need before I talk to a woman like you? Something that you've got close to where you live. A bottle of that whiskey that you people drink. Because that's the only
you
way that I can make
drink?
Myself clear to you. Well, I should. Talking to
I
you.
I don't drink.
All right.
I don't
Viola,
smoke.
That was very good.
You ought to start.
Thank you.
You want to start.
Thank you very much, Viola. Very good. And I think the lady, I think, I don't know what your problem is.
I don't have a problem. Did you hear that? She hasn't graduated from college, and yet I'm...
Take it easy, okay?
So I do not rankle that easily, but when someone comes on the air and starts talking to me like she is... getting the dust covers from the bed and folding up the nightshirts and is going to take it down to the man who does the laundry and is clapping her hands as if I'm supposed to get into a tub of water while she stands there and stares at me naked while I'm 10. I react...
Wait. What was that about? Did you have a nanny that sounded like that once?
Yes, I did. We had my father hired it.
All right, well, I don't want to get into that. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show in the Tri-Cities in Washington. Go ahead, Nicole.
Well, Mr. Mixer, I have to tell you that I think the problem here is that we need to treat you like a four-year-old or a 10-year-old. I have three children, 12, 8, and 4, and my children, including youngest, has more value in his little pinky than you spend your whole body. He is able to decipher from right and wrong.
Boy.
And apparently, sir, you do not seem to understand that there is right and wrong. And what you have done by flunking this young man for doing the right thing and coming forward and letting
my tribe.
You... What about your what, sir?
What about my tribe of students that I owe loyalty to?
You mean your crazy, You mean your crazy
it's
class,
not a crazy.
Right? Is that what
you're... Oh, is that what you call a crazy? But the fact that I'm a teacher, I'm a professor of a class, and I've had these students since their freshman year. And here comes some guy. Here comes some guy with his Tea Party three-cornered hat, and his pictures of naked women, and he's posting them all over the school. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant that he came to me and told me what he was going to do.
Sir.
I should have been the guy. I'm the professor. I'm the one who says
sir,
who gets fined.
Why
who
were
gets
you unable to figure out who was cheating?
I'm not going to do it on his timetable. He's a student.
You
I'm the professor. That's number one. You referenced penis in your comments. I'm wondering why.
What?
Pardon me?
She said in his little penis.
His little pinky. Pinky.
Oh,
I did not hear
goodness.
That. I heard, no,
sir,
I'm sorry. I heard a different word.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Seriously.
My mind's not the gutter. I didn't say it, ma'am. I didn't say it. You did.
No,
she said in his little pinky.
Now, as to whether or not that guy deserves to be shot if he's put his hands on my wife, what I said was I didn't trust the guy. If I saw him within 100 yards of my wife and daughter, yeah, I'd put a slug in him because I would be absolutely confident that he'd go up and try to follow my wife.
Because you wronged him?
What's wrong with that?
Because you've wronged him, because you've affected his life? Is that why you're afraid of this man, that he might
are you? Are you? Yeah, that you're saying that this guy is somehow...
What do you mean I've affected his? All he has to do is take the class again. Big deal. It's going to cost him one semester.
But why?
Why? He's learning...
Because you decided to break the rules and make him okay for others to break.
It's called protocol. It's called going up the chain of command. Don't go over my head ever. Unless you're female and I'm married to you. And that is an intimate thing. And I don't want to... I'm not...
Will you keep the filth out of this, please?
How long have you been teaching?
You don't go over my head unless it's an intimate act. You're my wife. What's wrong with that?
I don't need to hear that, man. We're not talking about that right now.
What did the lady ask?
How long have you been teaching?
30 years. 30 years of... 30 years of parents like you. 30 years of parents like you, yeah.
No, sir. You will never be a teacher of my children.
Parents like
you
coming to me.
No. You will never, absolutely never, teach my children. You want to know why?
How do you know? Maybe they'll take out a student loan and decide to come to my school without your permission. 18 years old, they can do what they want. Oh! Didn't think of that, did you?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But the difference
What a child. What a baby.
I'm a baby?
Yeah, you're acting like a baby.
Well, the ridiculous
like
part
woman,
is
I don't like it when a woman laughs at me.
you're kind of laughable. You're a little funny, actually. Honestly, you sound like a joke. I think I've never laughed so hard.
All right, can I ask you something? You know, let me say this. I think your kids and you sound like a joke. Does that hurt? Of course it does.
Of course not.
Into my job, and I talk to parents like you every day who think they know the whole program. They got the whole McGilla figured out.
When I say to them,
there's a thing called going up the chain of command, and when that Tea Party and freak came to me and told me what I was going to do while he's putting up pictures of girls with their legs spread wearing his three-cornered hat.
Man, all right, go ahead, Nicole, one more question, then I got to get going.
What do you laugh?
Or how to act like a child. Are you not able to say, hey, I would be happy to take care of this problem. I will handle this. You're telling me that you could not at all do your job?
Yes, I didn't say that to him. I said to him, I'll handle it in my own sweet way and in my own sweet time. And I think that's what bothered him and his little timetable. Well, guess what? Now he's got a timetable. It's going to take another semester to graduate. How's that feel for a timetable?
Nicole, thank you. Thank you for your call. I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. You sound very vindictive, Don. I don't think I've ever heard you quite this vindictive.
I have had more people that I've talked to tonight who sound exactly like the parents that I've got to deal with. And it does. It puts you into a mindset. It puts you into a mindset of depression and depravity, quite frankly, that you get into when you talk to these parents. Because I can tell you, Phil, they don't make any sense. And I begin to think up these terrible fantasies, these things that I want to do with my wife when I get home. It's got nothing to do with anything, but they force me into it.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
When I said, no one goes over my head unless it's my...
Yeah, I understand that. And you kept on hitting it and kept on hitting it. And I don't want to talk about that, if you don't mind.
Everybody's calling me a liar, don't you think I should have?
I don't... that's got nothing to do with the subject at hand, though. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We'll be back with more from Don Mixa on the cheating scandal, both in his class at the U of W and at the University of Central Florida on The Phil Hendry Show.
It's The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, God, oh. I hate her. I hate her guts.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the Phil Hendry Show. Our news hour, next hour, with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. And on the line with me from the University of Washington, Seattle, is Don Mixa. As we wrap up this hour on the cheating scandals going on, well, the University of Central Florida was quite egregious, and a professor posted online a statement about the disgrace. Don, you seem to think that the community, the tightness that you have with your students, and we'll get to some more phone calls here, somehow trumps or supersedes the need for honesty and integrity in the testing.
No, I do not, Phil. I don't. And if I left that impression, I apologize to you and your listeners. What I do believe is important, if you'll allow me.
Go ahead.
What I do believe is important is the sense of loyalty, yes, the community, and yes, I'll say it again, the tribal continuity of a teacher, a professor with his students. And when someone who is new, who has a political point of view that I think, by and large, many of us in the higher education community considers to be odious, that would be the conservative point of view, comes in and tells me that members of my class, my tribe, are cheating, and that he, the outsider, is going to tell me what I'm supposed to do about that, I resent it. Now, I told him, I said, I tell you what, let me deal with this. And he said to me, and he wagged his finger in my face and said, no, I'm going to tell you. And then he did something that I never forgive. Put his finger in his nose. I never forgive that. And there he is with his finger in his nose as if he is a fifth grader. And I'm trying to make sense to him about what we need to do with the cheating, and he's picking his nose. That tells me he didn't care about me. He didn't care about that school. He didn't care about my family. He didn't care about his family. He didn't care about anybody's family or anyone's life. He didn't care about anything. He just wanted to stand there and look at the look on my face as he was going to tell me what to do with my students while he dug around in his nose. I had to take a stand. I had to make a decision.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to a phone call. Here is Alan in Houston, Texas. Alan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Thanks, Phil, for having me on.
Yes.
Professor Mixa, as a professor, your job is to teach unopinionated, to allow your students to form their own conclusions, and to develop their own thought process. It should not have anything to do with race, religion, or political affiliation. I do have a college degree, but I was taught years ago by one of my professors that in order to be a true professor, you have to be unopinionated so that your students can form their own conclusions. When you refer to your students as your tribe and your people and not students, I can't believe that.
In closing, I
listen to what you have to say, but in closing, I kind of wish I was one of your students because I feel if I was one of your students, I'd be able to retire because I'd be able to sue your the university that hires you and you yourself. Bill, I'll let you have it, and I'll just listen.
Well, I want to. Is the gentleman going to hang up, or do you want to?
No.
I want to ask you a question, sir. What am I supposed to do when you talk about my students form their own opinions? Okay. So let them cheat. Let's let them cheat. Let's let them do what they want to do. And I'll even let the guy stand there with his finger up his nose, not giving me any respect, and I'll do it your way.
Out of
picks his nose.
The way that you're referring to that student, I don't see how a university could let you talk like that about one of your students. Your job is to teach. If I send my kids to a university, I want them to be educated and not indoctrinated. And I feel sorry for your tribe, and I feel sorry for your people. I feel that they're getting shortchanged on a true education, and that they won't develop.
Have I said any political point of view? I didn't say any political point of view.
Well, you were mocking the Tea Party.
Okay, I did that. But all I said was my tribe, my people, and I said, this Tea Party guy. But I didn't like this guy because he was he had the John Adams hat, but he's putting up pictures of women with no pants on.
No, he wasn't.
You said it was a picture. No, he said it was a poster about George Bush, and now you're trying to make it sound like it's porn. Thank you very much, Alan. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back next hour with our news hour. Thank you, Professor Mixer, very much.
That's
Phil
a lot, too.
Hendry.
You're glad I'm going off the air.